We've got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jay, thank you very much for swinging by our Zoom chat on K-Rock today. You're in Australia right now. Is this the first time you've been to Australia for your stand-up before?
No, I came here in 2019. And who would have known the next year? Oh, snap.
So, yeah, you picked a good time to wait in between. But what's your second thoughts now coming back to Melbourne, especially after Melbourne had some quite severe lockdowns compared to the rest of the world?
Well, I wouldn't have returned if you all weren't so politically incorrect and free. And also, yo, I love it, man. Everything is so sensitive. It's like you come to Australia and it's like going back 20 years in the past and just chill. You know what I'm saying? Either that or it's like the 2016 election. You know what I mean? It's like all of it's just rising again. You just like, I tell you one thing, I'll stay away from. I will not stay unless I got an emu burger. I am not messing with no emus, because if they can kick you in the
foot. That's fair.
I am used to nice ostriches like from Donkey Kong. I'm not used to these killer ostriches that y'all got out here. One kick to the gut and your guts will literally spill out. Even Jeffrey Dahmer said, man, I'm staying away from them some of my chicks. Because you
know. No, emus are misleading. They're misleading. If you ever let one eat out of your hand at a wildlife park, it feels like two egg cartons chomping down on your hand.
Don't do it, Jane. They're not as vicious
with their mouth.
Don't promise you.
Yo, but the way that they approach you is even suspicious. You ever seen them approach you before? They do this right here. They go, you know, that's assault. That's what that is. That is assault right there. I'm being assaulted by these cute animals. Something else. The koalas. Tell them to wake their ass up. Stop sleeping so goddamn much. That ain't hibernation time. What the hell you think you are, Big Ben? What you think, you in a cave sleeping? You sitting there getting high all day eating trees. Something wrong with you. And something else. Right. I got close to one of them, some of my tricks. You know what happened to me? I got rabies and I got chlamydia. I'm so mad. I was itching it. I'm going crazy. I'm staying away, man.
You're loving Australia.
Yeah,
that's
are there any
hear.
Australian animals that you actually do
oh,
like?
Oh, yeah, no. But I liked the kangaroos until I went through a slew of Instagram videos where I seen them putting the hands on people. What the hell is wrong with y'all animals? Why are they so dangerous? Listen, with fur, if you got fur and you a mammal and you can hop, you supposed to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I got relatives who got fur that are nicer than the kangaroo. I seen a kangaroo beat somebody ass, like beat their ass. I just like this, and the dude had a golf club. If I got a golf club and a golf cart, I'm not fighting a kangaroo. I'm going to either swing, hit it real quick, I'm going to run over it and make me some kangaroo burger. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? So shout out to the kangaroo. I want to go into a pouch. I want to get into a pouch and
it's
see
stickier
it.
Stickier and wetter than you ever want. It's mucus. No, honestly. Honestly, no.
You never tried it?
No, as a rite of passage, we all have to try on your 10th birthday. You have an hour to get inside a pouch. I don't know how old you are, but I'm sure we could make it happen for you, Jay.
Hey, man, that's a. Hey, look, as long as I'll put it on the rider.
Listen,
I need a kangaroo in my green room. Why do you need a kangaroo in your green room? Because I'm going to get in the pouch like Peter Griffin did that one episode of Family Guy. Hell out of here. What's wrong with you? It's so sweet, freaking sweet, isn't it? Yeah, and it's kangaroo. Oh, yeah. He can't jump because I'm heavy. Yeah. Oh, this is fun. I love y'all.
This is good.
Jay, that was an amazing Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
Are there impersonations that you get asked to do all the time that you're just like, oh, stop asking me to do these?
That's kind of on SNL. That was you. You're the king of impressions.
Mm. That's definitely a blessing and a curse. The one I get asked to do the most would be probably... Who I get asked the most? I get Kevin Hart and Jay-Z the most.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I said,
listen, here's the problem. First of all, I'm 6'2". That's the first problem. Second problem, I'm more stretched out. I fully went through puberty. Kevin Hart didn't. Sometime, listen. Kevin Hart wrote a letter to puberty. Puberty said, F you. I'm not dealing with you anymore. You got to figure it out yourself. I swear to God, that's exactly what happened.
And then when I'm doing a Jay-Z or whatever, that was fun. But the fact that he's still relevant, after all these years, is a testament to him being a billionaire. And because he stays quiet, unlike Kanye.
Jay, I was wondering. Sorry, Jay-Z, or is this Jay Farrow we've got now again?
Listen, man. I don't get locked in my personality like Heath Ledger did. You know what I'm saying? I can get out of mine. You understand me?
Even though it's such a thing to do, Heath Ledger's Joker. And the fact that wasn't he Australian? I wouldn't know what to do if I caught one. If they ever reboot Batman, I think I could play the Black Joker.
I was wondering if you might be able to do something special. Jess has always been a massive fan of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And Jess, I know we've never spoken to The Rock, but if you could close your eyes.
Close my eyes,
this is the closest we're ever getting. If you're listening right now, close your eyes. And this is definitely Dwayne The Rock Johnson giving a bit of a hype up.
Listen, jabroni, listen. The one thing I would say about Australia is Australia's beautiful, totally politically incorrect. And what The Rock likes about it is The Rock can come there, lift anytime he wants to, and you all made Black Adam the number one movie in the world. I swear, it was just Australia. Thank you guys so much. I'm gonna go back to pumping up, with what? Just weights. I use nothing else. You didn't hear anything else.
Great, perfect. That was definitely it.
That was definitely great.
Yeah, great. All right. Now, with your stand-up show, I'm sure we get a mix of your impressions. What's something that, say, if I was going to go to the Comics Lounge in Melbourne over the next couple of days for your shows there, what's something that we're going to be caught off guard with? Because I know you're into music, and I know you're into, is it poetry and rapping?
I am into poetry and rapping. Even though I don't talk about it in my set a lot, I watch a lot of battle rap. I like rock music. I'm a big rock fan, dude. I love Smashing Pumpkins. I mess with Coldplay, Chris. That ain't really, is that rock? Y'all call that rock?
It's softish, like soft butter rock.
Soft rock, yeah.
I like that. And also, what else do I like? Long walks on the beach. Also, what else do I like? Text messages from my mom every month saying you're doing a good job. What else do I like? Why am I giving you my Tinder profile stats? I don't know why I'm doing that right now. But if you come to my show, man, just expect. Listen, a lot of people didn't know that I was bullied growing up. People didn't know that I used to be fat. I was a fat kid. I used to look like Meg Thee Stallion from the waist down. No more. You know what I mean? I had to get rid of that. I got catcalled by a man. He thought I was a chick from the back. if he saw, I'm sick. I dropped my phone and I hear, God dang. I said, my G. He was like, oh, my bad, dog. But you know what you got. Like, it's...
I think I can relate to that. I think
Tim has a badonkadonk.
I definitely have probably not a Megan Thee Stallion, more probably like a Megan the Pony, but definitely something in the back.
I was about to say a Little Kim, but either way, just because hers isn't natural, that's not a natural thing that she's got going on. I respect the heck out of Lil' Kim, and she's beautiful from 1997 to 2005. After that, I don't know what the heck. You need to go back. You understand? She has to stop pumping because she looks like Tupperware. I could take all my Thanksgiving leftovers, put it in her mouth, and put it in the refrigerator and close it up and be like, boom, that's Lil' Kim. Because she looks like she's going to melt. A lot of these ladies out here starting to morph into the same type of woman. I'll swear for a little. I went on Instagram. I saw the same chick 2,000 times within 5 minutes. I said, what the hell is going on? I blame Kim Kardashian. That's what I blame. You got all these women out here right now, and they getting the BBLs, and they look like the big cockroach from Men in Black. You know what I'm saying? Or they look like big ass ants. You know what I'm saying? They got the ant butt. It's just an ant flap around there, and it's just lapped off. And they think we like that. We might like it in porno, but we don't like it in real life. You got ladies, understand something. Be you. Be true. Be you. We don't like all that extra negative stuff. You're walking around here looking like pornographic versions of Daisy Duck. Your lips didn't used to look like that. Now, I got scrutinized for having big lips my whole goddamn life. And I got joked for these. And now you got people who's paying for stuff that look like this. I'm proud of my lips. So guess what? Something else too, ladies, if you don't know, I'm a munch. If you don't know what that means, look it up. Okay, there we go. You thought I was feeling you? I'm a munch. Yes, right. I munch it. I munch it, crunch it, and lunch it. I don't care, god dang it. Why? Because I'm a freak. That's something else you need to know about me and my show. I'm a freak. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn, okay? I'm a freak. I usually try to hide this so much from the world. Because my mama's watching me and my grandmother's watching me. My grandmother, you know, she 84 now. She going to be here for, I don't know, but hopefully she get another 20 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She got to see that baby. But I'm tired of holding this back. I'm a freak. I don't care what you say, okay? And I don't care about it. I'm a munch. Look it up.
I like, I think we should probably, on the normally that's a good, when our guests do that, we like to get out of here. But you're going to be at the Comic Lounge in Melbourne, November 30, December 1st, two nights. So stoked. So thanks for your time. And Jess, obviously.
That sounds like the Tasmanian devil. That's why I'm making Tasmanian devil noises out here right now. And that's something else they told me. They said the Tasmanian devil has the jaw strength of an alligator. This is the Australian zookeeper told me that last time I was here. She said, well, you know, the Tasmanian devil actually has the jaw strength of an alligator. And I was like, word, this cat with the F with the munch face got... It's a dog strain of an alligator. Why is he in the zoo right now? And why is he standing in front of my wiener? I'm sure he can break the jaw. If this man gets loose, he gonna take a bite out of it, and he ain't never gonna let it go. And I can't explain that. You can't go to the house looking like a Ken doll. What you gonna say to your chick? And you just take it, because Ken don't got no private parts. There's nothing there.
Jay.
Anyway, okay.
No, you know what? We'll let you go have a lie down and drink some water after that. But
I might need to have a lie down.
I think
after
we all
that.
Do. So thank you so much for swinging by the show, mate. We really, really appreciate it. And welcome to obviously the safest country per animal in Australia.
Stay safe. Stay away from emus.
Yes, that's right. If I get killed by a racist, it will be a fun racist. It's great. Okay, Australia, baby. Let's go.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.